welcome to our face-to-face podcast. This is the place where you get a chance to hear about athletes who not only have achieved tremendously in their athletic field, but also have a strong Christian faith. Over the years, I've been able to interview a lot of people from a lot of different sports, and everybody's encouraging to me when they come forward and they have Jesus Christ at the center of their lives. About 3 years ago, I had the chance to sit down with a local product from Columbus, Indiana, who has burst onto the national scene in the world of volleyball. Her name is Courtney Van Loo. She is currently now a senior at Florida Gulf Coast University. We did this interview when she was a freshman. And since that time, she has done some tremendous things as she did in high school. When she was in high school at the local high school, Columbus East, she had 12 varsity letters. She lettered 4 years. Volleyball, she lettered 4 years in swimming, and she lettered 4 years in track. And she could have just pretty well gone to a college or a university in any one of those sports, but she did choose to go to Florida Gulf Coast in Fort Myers University. Florida Gulf Coast in Fort Myers, Florida. And she has become tremendous down there. In fact, recently, she was just named the Atlantic Sun All-Decade Team, which has got to be something that she will be able to remember the rest of her life. She's one of the best volleyball players ever to come, not just out of Florida Gulf Coast University, but out of the Atlantic Sun Conference. She's one of three players. She has 1,000 kills, 500 digs, and she's on track this year to become the all-time kills leader. Now, of course, like with a lot of sports, the coronavirus has changed things. We don't know what her schedule will be. We don't know whether or not the volleyball team will be able to continue their season. We hope that they do. But no matter what happens, Courtney Van Loo has made her name locally, and she has also done a tremendous job on the Florida Gulf Coast University, now as the leader of that team, and on track to become one of the best players that they have ever had. And, of course, on top of all that is the fact that she is a tremendous person, and she has Jesus Christ at the center of her life. So we wanted you to hear this interview that we did. This is Courtney Van Loo, and we'll be back after this to give you more. Here's the interview that we did with Courtney Van Loo. All right, welcome to Face to Face. Our guest is a local product from Columbus, Indiana, but she's making a making her name on the national scene, no doubt about it. Her name is Courtney Van Loo. She is the outside hitter for Florida Gulf Coast University, 5'11", volleyball player. Courtney, thanks for being with us.
It's nice to be here.
You're from Seymour, Indiana. What made you decide on going to Florida Gulf Coast University?
I kind of wanted to get out of the cold weather. That was one of the many reasons.
Good reason?
Yes. There also was a good academic program as well as an awesome volleyball program.
So what are you studying academically?
Business, with a specialty in marketing.
You were recruited and you visited a number of schools locally, including Indiana, Butler, Tennessee, Marquette. You were actually nationally recruited. How tough was the recruiting process?
It was pretty tough to make the final decision. The beginning of the recruiting process was just a lot of meeting coaches, meeting different departments in the universities and seeing what was the best fit for me.
So what did you look for when you went on campus? I've talked to a number of people who have been recruited in various sports, and I know it's very new, of course, when you're a teenager and you're being traveled around all these different places. What did you look for?
First thing I looked at was the coaching staff. Was that a good fit for me? Was I a good fit for them? And then I looked at the people who were there to support athletics, so the athletic director, the academic advisors, all of the support staff. After that, I looked towards the academic programs, if they had what I was looking for as a major, if it was a high-rated academic school, if it was, if we could do good with both academics and athletics.
Was Florida Gulf Coast kind of high on your list going in, or did you pretty well kind of throw everything in a hat?
I threw it all in a hat. Florida Gulf Coast didn't come to me until later on in my recruiting process. So I started not knowing what I was looking for and ended up, after visiting a bunch of different schools, I was able to narrow it down and find out what I was looking for.
Tell me about their volleyball program. How successful were you this year from a team standpoint? And I know that that's a school academically that's really coming on. In fact, I think their basketball team made the Sweet 16 a few years ago.
Yes,
so
they
did.
So
it's definitely an athletic school. Tell me about their volleyball program. Tell me how you did. How the team did.
This year in conference, which is what it takes to go to the NCAA, we finished second. That's our second year in a row finishing second, getting one spot away from going to the NCAA tournament. We lost one senior, and we are looking forward to the conference tournament this coming year because we believe that it is our chance to win it.
Tell me about your coach. Who is your coach, and where does your coach come from?
My coach is Matt Botsford. He's actually from Indiana. I met him through my club volleyball director. He coached at IUPUI at one point, and I believe he went to Trine University and played volleyball there.
So he really has some Indiana connections.
Yes.
I'm sure that really helped. You weren't walking into Fort Myers, Florida, and just being completely out of touch. You really did have some connections there.
Yes, it helped.
You had a tremendous first year. You had great success. Three times, I think, you were the Atlantic Sun Freshman of the Week. One time Atlantic Sun Player of the Week, October 16th, and Atlantic Sun All-Freshman Team. Are you really surprised at the success that you had, or did you expect that would happen?
Going in, I really had no idea what I could do. I was just aiming to be the best that I could be and to hope that I would be able to help my team by being the best. And it just worked out for me to be able to play with the team and to play all the way around. And as I continued to get the hang of things, I continued to succeed.
What was the biggest challenge in going that far away and going to school and getting into a volleyball program like that?
I think the biggest challenge of being that far away is being away from my family. It was very tough for me. We are a very close family. We're always together when we're back home. So going away from my parents especially was very hard.
I know that you've also been able to experience some things that maybe you wouldn't experience, for instance, being in Columbus, Indiana. I know you've traveled a little bit. You played in fact, I think you just got back from Europe. Is that right?
Yes, I did. We just took a trip to Europe. We visited five countries, playing volleyball, sightseeing, and just taking it all in.
What countries were you in?
Austria, Slovenia, Croatia, Italy, and...
a fifth country.
It was Budapest, Hungary.
Hungary, all right, yeah. Now, Indiana volleyball seems to be really pretty good, mm-hmm. and particularly in this area that we're in here in Columbus, Indiana, it seems to be very good. You've had some good coaches. Tell me about volleyball in Indiana compared with volleyball, for instance, in the South, in Florida, where the weather's a lot different. How is Indiana volleyball compare?
Indiana volleyball is actually very competitive. We are kind of unexpected as being such a good volleyball state. We're known more as a basketball state, which is understandable, but the volleyball in the Midwest in general, and especially Indiana, is some of the best in the country.
I know Ball State, of course, has been famous for their volleyball, and
yes.
So there's a lot of heritage that comes from that. I know also, I think I saw you're on a beach volleyball team.
Yes,
is
that's correct.
Is it an actual Florida Gulf Coast beach volleyball team?
Yes.
Is it on the same level?
NCAA made beach volleyball a sport, I think, about 3 years ago, and so it is a Division I sport. There's an NCAA tournament. It's the whole deal. We've had the program for about 5 years now, and we continue to get more and more competitive. We ended up second in the conference as well in beach volleyball.
Who are some of the other teams that you have to run into in your conference?
In
the Atlantic Sun.
In the Atlantic Sun, Jacksonville, Kennesaw State, North Florida. We just added Liberty.
So you travel around a little bit and get a
yes,
chance to
definitely.
Move around and do some things. Playing beach volleyball, how is that different in training or anything else than playing volleyball in a gymnasium?
Although they seem like the same sport, they're actually completely different. There's a lot of different techniques for beach versus indoor, and it's also very different because beach you have two people on a court as opposed to indoor, which has six people.
Now, what makes you, what is your strength? I know you're 5'11", so you got a lot of good height. You're an outside hitter. What's the, what does an outside hitter have to be a good outside hitter?
I think a couple of the things that make a good outside hitter are the competitiveness of the person, your ability to move the ball around and to bring some power with your swing, and to also be able to pass.
Well, I'll tell you what, competitiveness is not anything that's foreign to you. High school, Columbus, Indiana, Columbus East High School, 12 varsity letters, which has got to be just amazing. 4 years in volleyball, 4 years in swimming, 4 years in track, state qualifier in the 100-meter freestyle, I think, as a sophomore. Did you ever think about going, you could go to get a scholarship probably in any one of those sports. Was volleyball your key sport from the beginning?
Yes, I knew early on that volleyball was what I wanted to do, but I also knew that there's an importance on being a multi-sport athlete and that coaches look for that. Being a multi-sport athlete, you get to train different muscles, you get to meet a whole new group of people, and you just get to have a competitiveness that varies between sports.
Now, you've got a little different track there in that sometimes it's volleyball, basketball, volleyball and swimming. What do the swimming muscles or training in swimming, how does that help you as far as volleyball goes?
I believe that most of my jump has come from swimming. It takes a lot of leg muscle to be able to swim and to push off the wall. So I think I've gained a lot of muscle through my legs. Also, I believe my shoulder strength is due to swimming, so I haven't torn anything yet. Hopefully never.
Hopefully never.
Because of my swimming background. So my shoulders are much stronger than many people.
Courtney Van Loo from Florida Gulf Coast University, the freshman volleyball player on her way to a lot of greater things, I'm sure, is our guest. You were a finalist for the Wendy's High School Heisman, came down to the Final Five, I think. I was not familiar with that, but I'm familiar with the concept. Of course, it's the top high school athlete in America. How did you handle that? What did you think about that?
I thought that was a very, very neat opportunity for me to have. I have known how I rank in the state and in the country, or in the city and in the state, and it was nice to know on a national level how I ranked through not only athletics, but academics and community service.
And you got a chance to go to New York City. I understand you got a chance to meet the five finalists in the regular Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
In football.
And I met last year's and this year's.
That had to be pretty exciting. Now, Courtney, I know your faith plays an important part of your life. What does it mean to you to know Jesus Christ?
It means the world to me. Everything I do to honor him. And I really, when I play to show the world the gifts that he has given me.
How do you prepare spiritually for the meet that you're in, the volleyball match? Do you do anything differently from a spiritual standpoint to get ready?
I always say a prayer and my favorite verse before every single game.
Tell me a little bit about when Jesus Christ came into your life.
I was kind of born into the faith. Both parents have been in the faith, and my whole family was raised through it. So I've been lucky enough to know it my whole life.
And I'll tell you what, I've been close to your family. I haven't been close to you, but I know your mom and dad real well, and I know that you had an opportunity to go to a number of different schools. In fact, was one of your brothers at Trinity Lutheran School?
Both brothers were at Trinity Lutheran.
And you made the decision to come to Columbus East. What was the decision like to come to Columbus East? What went into that?
Mainly the two things that I really focused on were academics, what they could offer me at Columbus East, and a different social aspect.
Let's go back to talking about your relationship with Jesus Christ, particularly on campus at a place like Florida Gulf Coast. What are the challenges spiritually, if there are any?
you meet a lot of new people who think a lot of different things. So you have to really be rooted in your faith and believe what you believe, or there will be people tempting you to try and believe other things.
And let me ask you, too. I know that a lot of times when you're on a team, you're almost isolated. You don't have an opportunity to be involved in things like Fellowship of Christian Athletes or Athletes in Action or anything like that. How isolated is your team from the rest of the students on campus?
They do a very good job of allowing us to have more of a social life, and they know that we're not just athletes, but also at the same time, the athletes together make up a community. So we branch outside of just the volleyball program and become friends with the soccer and the tennis and all the other different sports.
I know one of the things that's happened in the last few years also is not just from a faith standpoint, but from a community standpoint, teams have done things in the community. Does your team do anything in the community, or is it pretty much strictly volleyball?
We are actually required to get 4 hours of community service as a team a semester. And individually, before we graduate, we have to have 80 hours of community service.
So what projects were you involved in?
We did some help for Hurricane Irma and have also volunteered at the Humane Society as well as Reading Across America.
Yeah, and speaking of hurricanes, I understand that you had a little involvement with one. You had to almost be, or maybe you were evacuated at one point. You had to get out of Fort Myers maybe last summer?
Yes, we actually did evacuate. We were already on the road to play in North Carolina, and instead of going back for a week, we drove straight to Indiana and played and practiced at IU in their facility.
Tell me about Florida Gulf Coast. I think Indiana University is getting a new volleyball arena, I believe. In comparison to the Big Ten and some of the other schools, the ACC and things like that, you guys seem to be pretty much on the same level. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's pretty awesome to know that from a smaller school, we still have majority of the opportunities that other bigger schools have. We have an amazing gym and arena. That's something that most people don't have. And as we travel, I've learned that even more. We have a good apparel deal, a good support staff, everything. It's just amazing.
When you got to Florida Gulf Coast, did you find that it was something that there was kind of a learning curve for you from a volleyball standpoint? Or you seemed to have fit in very, very well.
I think there was a learning curve, but we were, at the beginning of season, required to do so much volleyball that the learning curve went fast.
I know also that you've looked at people in your past that have been a tremendous help to you, and I know one person that means a lot to you, and I'm not sure you've ever met him, is Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Tell me about Peyton Manning and why Peyton Manning is one of your favorite people.
The way that he holds himself throughout the game and off the field has just been such an inspiration to me, to know that even the top athletes in the country and in the world can still be good people.
As you play and as you have people watching you, there's going to be younger people coming up. I know leadership is one thing that's been a keynote for you, and selflessness. I've seen those two words come up in talks about you. As players come up, particularly you're going to have a new class coming in, and you're going to eventually probably become one of the top players of Florida Gulf Coast. What do you want your legacy to be there? Even here in Columbus, what do you want people to look at you, and what do you want them to think about you as far as athletics and as far as your own personality?
I think I would like them to think of me as competitive, but when I'm off the court, to think of me as a friend and a confidant and someone they can come to, especially with the incoming class, the incoming freshmen at Florida Gulf Coast. I want them to be able to come to me if they have questions or if they need help with something, to come up and talk to me. I don't want it to be a different class. I'd like it to be we're all close and together.
One of the reasons that we have you on the air, of course, is your Christian testimony. And in the world of sports, it's no secret that there is a lot of lifestyles that are not good, a lot of people that make the news doing various things. And do you see yourself as a role model? Do you see yourself, even when you've talked a little bit about it, when you're on the court, people look at you and not see you as just a volleyball player, but see you as a person that can be an encouragement to them, both spiritually and in other ways?
I have always tried to show my love for God and to play for Him through every game. And I hope that people who are watching me are able to see that.
I see it come through. Of course, here in Columbus, you were the Republic is the local paper. You were the Republic Athlete of the Year. You won all kinds of awards. What did it mean to you? You also won the Jack Kramer Award at a very young age. Most of the time that happens to people who are about my age. What do those two awards mean to you when you get awards, not just for being a great athlete, but for being a good person? What does that mean to you?
It's really amazing to me that people see me more than just a volleyball player, and they see what I've done in the community and through each school that I've gone to. A lot of times people get recognized only for their athletic accomplishments, and especially with the Jack Kramer Award, it was awesome to see how everyone else sees me.
Courtney Van Loo has been our guest, and I want to thank you for being. I know you are very busy. We've had taken a little bit of time to kind of squeeze this one in. I appreciate you doing that. Let's close it this way. Do you have a favorite verse, one that sticks out in your mind, one that you use?
Yes, Joshua 1:9.
Can you quote it? You know what it says?
Yes, it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you may go."
I think that says a lot about you, and it's been an honor to in some small way be a part of your life here in Columbus and to watch what you do at Florida Gulf Coast, and wish you all the success in the world, both spiritually and athletically and academically. Thanks for being with us, Courtney.
Thank you.
All right, Courtney Van Loo from Florida Gulf Coast University Volleyball. Well, I hope you enjoyed the interview that we had with Courtney. She certainly is a tremendous person, and she also does some great things off the court. You heard about some of the things that she's enjoyed doing, and she's changed her major since going down there. She wants to be an accounting teacher. She's founded Rebound for Reading, which is a tutoring program for local elementary schools and high schools, and I know that she probably could play professional volleyball. I haven't talked to her to know exactly if that's what she wants to do, but we know that she could do that if she wants to. And her life will definitely probably change after this year, and she'll be moving on, and we'll see whether or not she plays professionally or whether she just is able to turn the corner and get on with her adult life. But no matter what, she has had a tremendous career in high school and a tremendous career in volleyball and tremendous career in college at Florida Gulf Coast University. Well, I hope you enjoy our podcast. And before we leave you, we want to let you know that you can find out more about face-to-face by continuing to check out our website here. You also can look and see that we have a number of archived interviews from the past and in a number of different sports. And, of course, we live in a changing world. We live in a world where there's a lot of conflict. And I hope as you listen to this, you are encouraged by what Jesus Christ can do through athletes. And know that He is still in control, and He is still at the center of the lives of so many athletes, many of whom, as we have interviewed, are still playing their game. Now, these interviews go back now a number of years, but some of the players that we have interviewed have retired, but there are many that are still in their sport. And if you see them on TV or you hear about them, we hope that you will continue to pray for them, just as you might for Courtney Van Loo. And we want to leave with you a verse. Always like to leave with you a verse. And the verse we want to leave with you today is a simple verse that comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. And here's what it says. "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." Hey, I hope you've enjoyed our time together here. We hope that you will check back with us and see any more new interviews that we have had. We haven't had many interviews lately because, quite honestly, as you well know, it's pretty tough to get interviews since media are not allowed in locker rooms anymore. And even on the professional level, a lot of the play-by-play announcers are doing things from the studio. But as we come along, as we find more players to interview, we will certainly do that and hope that you will continue to check us out. And as we leave you, we wanted to leave you as we always did in the 30 years that we were on the air. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Thanks, everyone, for checking in with Face to Face.